Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time. The Daughter-in-Law by Brett Carver, Santa Rosa, California, USA. We've all seen the stereotypical portrayals of the in-laws in movies and on TV. We're pretty much conditioned to believe that a couple's relationship with their respective in-laws to be a constant source of stress and tension. While it may be true for some, I tend to believe it's not generally the rule. I have a great relationship with my wife's parents, and while my mom died before we were married, my wife had a relationship with my dad that was worth more than pure gold. My dad was in a battle with prostate cancer, and due to late detection, he was losing. He was spending a lot of time in and out of the hospital and nursing homes for recovery. At one point in the process, my wife thought it would be a good idea if she went to visit him. I knew the effort involved and never asked her to do it. It was her own idea. This was a big deal, since it meant driving from our home in Santa Rosa, California, through the San Francisco Bay Area south to Monterey, where my dad was. On a good traffic day, this was about a 3.5-hour drive. It also meant traveling with our first son, who was a bit over 1 year old. In addition, she was also more than halfway through her pregnancy with our second son. And with me constrained by work, she had to make the drive by herself. And she did, spending several days with my dad. Next week, she did it again, and again, and again. Many weeks I'd come down for the weekend and we'd caravan home. This went on for weeks until her travels were restricted due to the pending birth. A few weeks after the birth, she started up again. But now it was with a 1-year-old and a newborn. Week after week, down she'd go. He was getting worse, so sometimes she'd stay straight through the weekend, with me visiting when I could, and into the next week. This went on for many weeks, until one day I got a call that I needed to get down to Monterey as soon as I could. Her warning allowed me to be there for the last couple of days of my dad's life. He knew I was there, and we were both with him when he died. That down-in-the-trenches demonstration of love and caring was more than I can ever express, and I've tried. I don't think many people would go through what Lori-Ann did so that her father-in-law wouldn't have to be alone during the last weeks of his life.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.